Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I have some great memories of my home, and I spent time with my grandparents and with my parents, but my dad worked off sometimes at night. And I remember we had a little bitty house, three room. And I remember my brother and I, we slept in the, there's just a thin wall between our little place where we slept and where my parents slept. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night as a little boy, sensing the presence of God. That's what woke me up. And my mom is laying in the bed praying in tongues like a house of fire. Now, we had a, you know, the little bitty, not fancy house, but now how many understand that's something, that environment makes a house a home. I mean, that's, you can't buy that. I mean, you can put the finest crystal and the finest furniture, but if it's cold and no presence of God, it ain't a home. But how much better if you have both? Right? Go ahead and have the fine stuff, but full of the presence of God. How many believe God could manifest on a marble floored room? With nice chandeliers? Sure. Heaven is nice, right? I remember my, you know, going to visit with my grandparents, and my grandmother was a praying woman and had, you know, visitations of the Lord and just sensing the presence of the Lord. She put me in their, one of their little rooms, and of course it was an old house and it was cold. So you had like 12 quilts. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, they'd tuck you in and you're just laying there like this. I mean, you can't even hardly turn over, you know. I mean, your nose is cold and your feet are sweating. But she gave me books as a boy by Oral Roberts and by Brother William Branham and different ones. And man, there's times the Holy Ghost would come in that room. I don't mean I saw anything, but just fill up the room. I sit there, I remember one time as a boy, and just I was reading about Brother Branham and the prophet's ministry and how God used him. And didn't know anything about that, but I mean, I just began to cry from the presence of the Lord in that room. I didn't know what it was, and it was good. And just lay there and praise God and thank God. How many understand that's what should be going on? Instead of non-stop nudity and violence on 10 TVs in the house. Huh? Amen. So that's why people are messed up. Because they don't have that environment. They have this other. Right? Filled with praise. Hearing mom and daddy praising God and praying in tongues instead of screaming at each other and slapping each other. And, right? Breaking the furniture. Right? And I tell you what, Phyllis and I have seen this over the years. You can tell by looking at the children. It's not hard. You watch the children, they'll tell you what kind of environment they're living in. If there's peace in the home, then the child's peace, settled, right? They reflect what's going on in the house. And if we do the right thing, we could shut the door to the devil in our house and in our home and in our family, and we could have both doors wide open to the Holy Ghost and the angels of God. Amen. Because we invite him every morning and every night and at midnight and all the time we praise him. And I tell you, the Holy Ghost manifests where he's reverenced, where he's appreciated. God manifests where he is revered. So praise him in front of your children. Right? Where do we praise him? In front of our children. Now here's another place. Go to Psalm 22. Here's another place we should praise him. Psalm 22. Now, you know what the real issue with this is, don't you? Anybody know? It's remembering it tomorrow morning. It is. I mean, this is for naught if it doesn't change your life at all. If nothing changes in your life, then you're not a doer. You are me. So the thing is to remind ourselves, and you know, you might forget it for a little bit, but if you'll do something every day, week after week, for just a few weeks, it won't take long. It'll begin to be natural to you, right? And it'll just be normal to you. And now you're established in a better lifestyle, one that God has better access to. In Psalm 22, we're asking and answering the question, where should we praise the Lord? What's the first answer? At home, in front of the kids, in front of the grandkids, right? I mean, don't you hesitate. You got that grandbaby sitting on your lap? Don't you hesitate. Men, I'm talking to also now. Men, don't you hesitate. Lift up your hands and go, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. It's a shame that so many preachers and men of God have been portrayed as weak. We were seeing something on TV the other day, and it was supposed to be this preacher. And I finally, I told Phyllis, I said, that guy's the weakest thing in the house. Turn that off. And you know, even in the old shows, I mean, the preachers used to get under the wagons and hide, right? You know, when the Indians attacked, whatever. Or even, you know, you see any different indications when the pressure was on that, you know, they became a preacher because they couldn't be a real man. What does that say about Jesus? How many believe Jesus is a real man? Yes. Best man there's ever been. Yes, right? Real man of God, right? Anything weak about that? Oh, it takes so much more strength than anything else you're talking about. But the reason I bring that up is because there's this remnant of this stuff that men act like it's an acknowledgement of weakness if I lifted my hands and praised God or out loud said some of these things. Well, then people think I'm a fanatic. What do they think you are now? Worldly, just like everybody else that's not saved, huh? Which would you rather have? No, you don't have to be weird, because the big thing here that separates the error from the genuine is that you're not doing anything for anybody else's benefit. You're not showing off for anybody. You're not trying to prove anything to anybody. That's where people do things that are distasteful and actually a bad witness. They're praising God loud in a public place. They're talking in tongues in the restaurant. And they're not doing it between them and God. They're doing it for these other people's benefit, trying to show them something. Now, that's wrong. And that makes it harder for other people, because it turns people off. Even sinners know it ain't right. They don't sense no presence of God. They just see somebody acting weird. So don't do that. But on the other end of the spectrum, never are you ashamed of God in front of anybody. Right? And if you praised God and somebody noticed it, they just noticed what's normal for you to do. That's what you do at your house all the time. That's what you do everywhere you are. You're not doing it for anybody else's benefit. That's just who you are. It's what you are. And you're not ashamed of it. You don't have to make apologies for it or excuses for it. Right? Because it's what everybody should be doing. Right? If they're not doing it, they should start doing it. Everybody. We should praise the Lord at home, in front of our kids, in front of our spouse. Psalm 22 tells us somewhere else we should praise the Lord. Are you there? Psalm 22:22. Psalm 22:22 said, I will declare your name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Will I praise you? Hallelujah. Look at verse 25. My praise shall be of you in the great congregation. How many believe we'll have a great congregation? For this thing is in every way, but great in size and volume as well. In the great congregation, I'll pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek will eat and be satisfied. Somebody say, that's us. He'll satisfy our mouth with every good thing. We'll be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Glory. Glory. Without turning to it, the Bible says in Psalm 109:30, I will greatly, well, turn there. You got time. Psalm 109. Psalm 109, 30. What does it say? I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. With what?
With my mouth.
Have you ever heard people say, well, now, that's just not me. I'm more reserved. I just praise the Lord quietly in my heart and in my own silent meditation. And people are different, and some people are just not as vocal as you Faith Life folks. Look at the back of your book. Does that say anything about Faith Life on there? It just says what? Bible. This ain't a Faith Life thing. This ain't a Pentecostal thing. This ain't a charismatic thing, word of faith thing. This is a Bible thing, and we've already seen it before, and you'll see it again, how often he talks about letting the praise of God be where? In your mouth. We'll read other places where he said, with a loud sound. Right? With a loud voice. It does something for you. When you lift up your voice, now if you study the word, you see how important the spoken word is. That you release faith through the words of your mouth spoken into this world. I mean, it's a huge thing. So important. Well, then that's what praise is. You release love to God. You release faith in God. You release adoration and exaltation through the words of your mouth. And when you lift your voice to do it, you find you come up. You come up, you draw near to God. What did he say he would do? He draws near to you. He inhabits our praises.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me